What is the deforestation? Which are the causes it can do in the environment? Okay, so now we can start. First, deforestation. It's a process when it strips a forest land of its plants and trees, that is, of its vegetation, something natural. This forest, it's very harmful to the environment. It's so important to the humanity, and it's so dangerous too. It can cause a lot of things that maybe aren't so good, and this generates climate change. That it's something that it's very dangerous too. Among the main causes of deforestation, we find some that can be produced by the hand of man, of the human, and others that can be by natural disasters, natural phenomena, or natural things that can happen. Being clear, we can only avoid or solve or control the former, but with this we will improve the current state of the planet. We could learn that without all the things that we damage, that we kill, all of that are so things so important for us, because that gives us life and can support us like humans, in order to help the revivals of the later. Something that you have to remember that you can't forget, it's that the trees absorb carbon while they grow. And this is a very important process. It's so beneficial for the planet. So we have to take care of that. And deforestation occurs when there is massive or uncontrolled felling of trees. And this produces great changes in the ecosystem. Without care if it is well or bad. But it produces great changes that can help us, or that can, I don't know, maybe that can affect us, with the vegetation or with the food or with the weather and a lot of things that maybe we can't imagine. Some causes of human hand in deforestation are indiscriminate or poorly managed felling of trees, that it consists in that we have to extract timber and other products or to turn forest into farmland only for animals or race or something like that, or to change land use like I mentioned before. Forests must be managed sustainable, for being well, for being healthy, and for help us. And the second one is land development. It consists basically in that the people built in this part of the environment. It's the expansion of cities, occupying unpolluted rural areas. They build large cities, and for this they need a lot of space that they obtain by destroying forests and jungles, by cutting trees, by doing minery or something like that, affect a lot of things in our environment, and they use it only to build houses, apartments, to build schools or something like that. And another one is the cattle raising, that it consists in that the same I mentioned before, and the people cut the trees, the people do a lot of things only for their race, only for take care of their animals there, to give it food there, to create there. And it is ranchers rampage through the jungle so that they will feed for 1 or 2 years, and afterwards they move to another place that maybe it's gonna be the same thing. Maybe they are now in a place that they could freeze, and maybe tomorrow they are going to go, I don't know, to another city and do the same thing. It's so terrible to have to live in some places that do it, that damage the environment, or only for the being hailed, only for being happy, because I don't know, it's so important for them, but it's so difficult for the environment to support. And now I'm gonna tell you some causes, the deforestation caused by nature. One of that are forest fires, but maybe in some cases the forest fires can be produced by an irresponsible person, or a person that, I don't know, we're doing a mellow fire with her family or with his family. I don't know, maybe they were celebrating his birthday son or his birthday daughter or his birthday aunt, I don't know, or birthday of his family, and they, I don't know, cook salt or cook meat or chicken or fish or something like that, and I don't know, maybe they without care, with importance, throw the things that they use for doing the food to a land that have trees, flowers, animals, and maybe it gets very hot, and with the sun it gets fired, and it obviously damages the plants because it fired it, or put the animals in danger. Maybe they have to go away of their own home, maybe they lost some parents, I don't know. Another one is the pests and the diseases in the forests. I don't know, for example, a lot of disease can occur in forests, and obviously because maybe there isn't hospitals or something that can help people live there and get diseases that are so difficult to treat because it was produced by an insect or an animal. Another one are the great droughts, the high temperatures caused by the climate change that is caused by the deforestation too, and the summer generate these tragedies being more and more frequent. And maybe, I don't know, here in Colombia it can be a case of Meta Villavicencio, that in some months, in some time, are great droughts and the temperature is so high and it killed animals. It's so difficult for the people that live there to go away their home all day under that sun, under that temperature. The water, it's so difficult to find, and it's so important to know that for help that people. Another cause is the tree disease and some insects, like I mentioned before. Maybe the tree disease are infections too, or something like that. Yeah, it's really like I mentioned before with the other one cause. Some consequences of deforestation are alteration of the water cycle. No, it's just maybe the water it's altered, and today it rains and tomorrow maybe it's very hot and there are droughts. But today it's raining, there are storms, tornadoes, a lot of things. Another one is the desertification. It's It's something like desertification, like I mentioned before, are drought. Maybe in this case there are very, very strongest, more than the other ones. And finally, without reforestation, after deforestation, and without proper management of the jungles and forests, these areas will become deserts, and the planet is gonna change, but in a way that it's so difficult and so complicated to manage. How the populations of the people can be affected by the deforestation. About 201,094 plants and 5,000 of tree animals are threatened right in Colombia by the disappearance of forests and jungles. It is because, like I mentioned before, some desertifications or some very strong storms can kill animals or can destroy plants or something like that. Yes, it's so difficult for the animals to live under that. I don't know, maybe they are tomorrow in their home and they are eating well, but tomorrow after the storm they have to go with their home and they won't have anything to eat, and it will be so difficult. Okay, according to the Alexander Wolk Humboldt Research Institute, there are species or flora and fauna that are highly affected by deforestation. Now I'm gonna tell you some species of fauna and flora, but from Colombia. For example, in the Amazon, in Yarica 1, in Caquita, there are 141 animals that are in danger, 46 plants, and in total are 188 species. In the Amazonia 2, in northwest of Guaviare, there is one animal and 269 plants. It means there are 270 species affected. In Catatumbo, north of Santander, there are 7 animals, 154 plants, and in total there are 161 species affected. In Amazon, in central Guaviare, there are 3 animals, 150 plants, and 153 species in total that are affected by deforestation. In Amazonia, Macarena, Western Meta, there are 89 animals affected and 3,333 plants, and in total there are 426 species affected. In Paramillo, Urabá, south of Córdoba, there are 38 animals, 168 plants, and in total there are 206 species. In the Pacific, in the south of Chocó, there are 2,240 animals and 994 plants. In total, there are 1,208 species that are affected by deforestation. Like you can see, those areas, most of them, are the principal areas with species. Are the main cities in Colombia with incredible biodiversity. So in total there are 503 animals affected in these areas by deforestation. There are 2,194 plants, and in total, counting all the species I mentioned before, there are 2,697 seventh. There are 2,697 species in total in all the areas that are affected by deforestation, and this is so sad. Another species that are affected by deforestation, I have four. There are a lot, but principal in Colombia are these four. The first is the crystal fog, the titi cabezi blanco, the peak blue pogeal, and the mono churuco. The Amazon, as an ecosystem, has permanent threats such as oil spills, deforestation, river pollution, and above all, government indifferences towards all these issues. And these are things that can change the environment, that can affect it a lot, and we have to. We have to can solve it with some activities or with some ideas that can give us or can give the government or another person. But the only important thing that we have to do is taking care about the planet. Deforestation, what is it? It's a process that strips a forest land of its plants and trees, that is, of its vegetation. Losing forests is very harmful to the environment and the humanity. This generates climate change. And among the main causes of deforestation, we find some produced by the hand of the man and others by natural phenomena. Being clear that we can only avoid, solve, and control the former, but with this we will improve the current state of the planet in order to help rebalance the latter. Remember that trees absorb carbon while they grow, and this process is very beneficial for the planet. Deforestation occurs when there is massive or uncontrolled felling of trees, and this produces great changes in the ecosystem. Some causes of man-made deforestation are the indiscriminate or poorly managed felling of trees, that it consists in extract timber and other products, or to turn forests into farmland, or to change land use. Forests must be managed sustainable. Another one is land development, that consists in the expansion of cities, occupying unpopulated rural areas. They build large cities, and for this they need space that they obtain by destroying forests and jungles. The last one is cattle raising, that consists in ranchers rampage through the jungle so that the cattle feed for 1 or 2 years. Afterwards, they move to another place. Some causes of deforestation caused by nature is forest fires. Another one is pests and diseases in forests. The great droughts, the high temperatures caused by climate change, and the summer generate these tragedies, being more and more frequent. And the last one is tree diseases and some insects caused by deforestation. Some consequences of deforestation are the alteration of the water cycle, desertification, trees attract rain, and forests are a vital part of the water cycle. And without reforestation, after deforestation, and without proper management of the jungles and forests, these areas will become deserts. How do populations of the people can see affected by deforestation? About 2,194 plants and 503 animals and threatened in Colombia by the disappearance of forests and jungles, according to the Alexander von Humboldt Research Institute. There are species of flora and fauna that are highly affected by deforestation. Some places are Amazon, Yarica, Caquetá rivers, with 141 animals and 46 plants. Amazonia, northwest of Guaviare, one animal and 269 plants. Catatumbo, north of Santander, seven animals and 154 plants. Amazon, central Guaviare, three animals and 150 plants. Amazonia, northeast of Guaviare, 10 animals and 76 plants. Amazonia Macarena, Western Meta, 89 animals and 337 plants. Paramillo Urabá, south of Córdoba, 38 animals and 168 plants. And the last one is Pacific in south of Chocó, 240 animals and 994 plants. Some species affected by deforestation are crystal frog, titicabesi blanco, mono churuco, and pig blue paw. Blip. No, esperen, cállense. Pig blue pogil. The Amazon as an ecosystem has permanent threats such as oil spills, deforestation, river pollution, and above all, government indifference towards all these issues. And the only thing we can do is to be conscient and help the planet.